Hello and welcome to this Come to Jesus Daily devotional. I trust you are well. This week in our Luke series, we are reflecting on the account of Mary and Martha. Today, let's briefly consider how we can sit at Jesus' feet and learn from him. Let's read again from Luke 10, 38 to 42. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Today's lesson, to sit at Jesus' feet, requires our developing practices of hearing him in his word. It was Socrates who said, "The unexamined life is not worth living." I'm not sure if that's completely true or not, but many of us, I think we'd agree, go from day to day without examining ourselves before God and in the mirror of his word. And this is a practice that needs to be developed by each of us. This is a habit that needs to be developed by each of us, allowing the mirror of God's word to reflect back on us so that we can repent and take a more positive and godly approach to life. As we get older, we develop practices of achieving many things. We've all developed amazing skills, haven't we? I assume we've learned to talk, to walk, to run, to read, to count. Some of us may be better than others. I certainly can't count very well. Write, be more polite. I'm working on that. Play the guitar. Play a musical instrument. We've learned so many things over the years, haven't we? But likewise, as we go on in the Christian life, we need to learn skills and practices by which we can sit at Jesus' feet and learn from him. How could you and I better sit at Jesus' feet so as to listen to him? What part of the Bible will you read? When will you read it? Where will you read it? Jesus wants to teach us. He's made it clear that this is important to him, and so he will help all of us who will humble ourselves and seek to be his disciple. So in response, to sit at Jesus' feet requires our hearing him in his word. If we're not sure what to do, how about just choosing to read one of the Gospels? Just choose a book from the New Testament, maybe one of the Gospels, as I've said, and go through the following steps. Firstly, pray. Pray that Jesus would speak to you. Take a moment, maybe open your hands before the Lord. Ask him to speak to you. Remember, it's not the amount that you read. It's hearing him. God's not going to give us a certificate for reading loads and loads of his Bible. He loves us to listen to him and to obey him. So firstly, let's pray that God would speak. Psalm 119:18 reveals David's prayer. "Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law." How about a moment of calm and just ask, "Open my eyes, Lord, that I may see wonderful things in your law." Secondly, read a short passage. Limit this to a section that's short enough for you to be able to give sufficient focus to it. If you read too much, you kind of forget what you've read. There's a place for this. But in the mornings, in your time of devotion, read a short passage. Small enough so you can focus on it and feed on it. Thirdly, so after praying, after reading a short passage, thirdly, worship God for what it says about him. use words like, I praise you, Lord, that you are. I worship you, that you are. I thank you, that you are. What does this text of scripture say about the Lord? Fourthly, pray regarding the things it teaches you to do. Lord, help me too. Lord, I pray for this person that. Lord, I pray for this situation that. From this text of scripture, pray. Fifthly, be consistent and do this every day. Come to Jesus and feed on his word. He loves you to sit at his feet to listen to him. So pray, ask him to speak, read a short passage, worship him for what it says, pray about what it says, and be consistent. God bless you.